You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Waisam.
Simgiget.
Sigidam Hananak. Lagigiget. Adagabawalsik. Chief Women. Squamish. Haida. Gitsan. Musqueam. Tsiawutu. It is indeed an honor to be on Coast Salish territory, and it really is an honor to follow Takaya. As tough as it is, she always has a way of grounding us. I do this because of my grandchildren, which is, I think, why all of you are here. I have 16 grandchildren that live within the Great Bear Rainforest. And so every time I see Takaya, it kind of reminds me why I'm here and why we do the things that we do. I had a speech written, somebody even helped me do it, but I threw it away after I heard the opening. So I'm going to wing it a little bit and just hope that I can control myself. Over the last while, the Coastal First Nations have investigated the impacts of oil in areas throughout the world. We've been into Alaska. We've been into the Gulf of Mexico. We've checked out what happened with the Kalamazoo. And we've studied what's happened in Australia with ships going ashore and everything else. In the meantime, we've had the Queen of the North crash in the rocks right outside of Hartley Bay, right on Douglas Channel, where you're expecting to see huge crude carriers taking crude oil to ports around the world. And the one thing that our people have found is that this oil has a culture of its own. And as we investigated in places like Louisiana with the head of the Louisiana Shrimp Association and the home of First Nations people, their advice to us is to be very, very careful about how you allow oil into your territories, because oil is a culture that has no conscience, and it will gobble up your culture. When I look out here today, I see a culture in British Columbia that has not been around for that long, about 150 years. We have all been blending our cultures, First Nations culture, with wherever you come from, whether you be Chinese, East Indian, Korean, Vietnamese, English, Filipino. All of that has created the culture that we have in British Columbia. That culture is really what makes us unique on this side of the Rockies. British Columbia is a living, breathing organism. As First Nations, we're told that every day. This organism called British Columbia, west of the Rockies, doesn't have a lot to do with the rest of Canada. We're related. We honor one another. We have family that extends right to the east coast of Canada. But the reality is, the waters that flow out of the Rockies flow to the Pacific. They don't flow into Alberta. They don't flow into Saskatchewan. They come to us. We have a couple of rivers, the two most significant rivers in North America. The largest run of salmon in the world goes up the Fraser River. The second largest run of salmon in the world goes up the Skeena. We have a pipeline that is proposed to cut across the headwaters of these two lifelines that we have. This living, breathing organism called British Columbia has a couple of major arteries that run through it, and they feed us sustenance. If you think about the blood that runs through your body and all of the energy that you get if you have a chocolate bar or you eat, and it gives you energy to move on. For First Nations people, the energy that comes from that major artery is fish. And it waters our crops in the Fraser Valley. It's a place where our animals, our moose and our deer and everything else go to nourish themselves. It nourishes our trees. It's the lifeblood of all of us. When we get out into the ocean, it nourishes halibut and cod and crabs, everything, sea urchins, sea cucumber. And this is where Coastal First Nations comes in. Over the last decade, the Coastal First Nations have come together not just amongst ourselves, which is tough enough with a group that has four different languages, but we've come together with industry, we've come together with municipal leaders, we've come together with the environmental community, we've come together with unions, and we've come up with a plan. And that plan is known as the Great Bear Rainforest. I was looking at an article in the National Geographic, and the Great Bear Rainforest is called in there the wildest place in North America. But we don't see it as wild. We don't even see it as the Great Bear Rainforest. It's like one of the previous speakers said, it's just home. But it's a place that we've been able to come together and build a cult-
structure that's different than it's ever been before. First Nations people are still here because we adapt. And we welcome other cultures to come amongst us. We welcome you to share the resources that we have. But we can't allow other cultures to come in and try and destroy everything that we have. So over the last while, we have done everything that we can to try and save the culture that we've created on the coast. And I look out here today and I see a whole new culture flourishing in British Columbia. I see something that is going to push back that evil culture that is trying to consume all of us. I'm not kidding myself, and nor are any of the coastal First Nations. We all have a dependency on oil. We just don't need it to consume us. We don't need it to destroy everything that we've got, including our culture. So this is a pretty scary fight that we're involved in. I look at the Kai and I'm always reminded of a question that was asked of me by a 9-year-old grandson, Brendan. Brendan says, "Papa, can you stop the oil tankers from killing the whales? Can you stop them from destroying the fish?" And I said, "You bet we can, Brendan. We can because we've got friends in British Columbia that are going to help us to do that. We have a culture out here that is not going to allow that to happen. And we will. But we need all of you. We need all of your friends. We need all of your neighbors, your families. You need to phone your MLA. You need to phone your MP. I've got mine with me today. He's sitting on the floor over here. You're the new radicals in this province, I understand, from the... So let's show them what radicals are made of in British Columbia. It's just all of us. It's a new culture. It's a culture that's only been born for about 150 years, but I love it. I love to see the faces, and I love to see the values that we've got here. If we do this together, we can all preserve this unique culture that we in BC have created. We are different, each and every one of us. Let's celebrate that. Let's do it for our children. Let's do it for our future generations. My last comment is, let's not forget our well-being as humans, and the ecological health of this province are inseparable. They're compatible, and they're mutually dependent on one another. I think all of you that are here today know that. Let's spread the word. Let's spread the radical idea. We depend on one another, and we depend on our environment. Thank you.